He will never leave us. He'll never forsake us. We have that faith that we don't see what we're seeing here. We have seed in heaven. We feel the praise, the glory of God, that we might be a blessing. But I'm really very concerned, and I won't even tell you all that but the church is really, hopefully that there's more that's serving the Lord than I think. But God's wanting a peculiar people.
Amen.
You know, I've heard him say, "Oh, you're just too peculiar." Well, that's what God wants. Peculiar people, zealous of good works.
Amen.
For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared unto all men, teaching us to die in ungodliness, worldly lusts, that we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and glorious appearance of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, who gave himself to have a peculiar people, zealous of good works. That is mighty powerful. For his spirit is, there is liberty. I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, wholly acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Be not conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you might prove what is the good, acceptable, perfect will of God. Israel got in trouble when they started walking out of faith of God. And we're going to get in trouble when we walk out of what God has pronounced by the Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul really put it down in writing, and we need to take heed these things that we would not let them slip at any time. God is forever faithful. John the Beloved, seeing the revelation of what was going to happen, and we can be ready for that day if we will take these things, these prior things, into prospecting, and that we need to act on these words that we're taking. Live them. Let us be a living epistle. We're read of all men. And what does God see? Men see us as many liars, because we're not living the truth. We're in a place of indecision to ourselves. We're a place of unbelief. But I'll tell you, if God starts healing people, that it brings you to a place, it elevates you to a place higher. And you say, "Lord Jesus, come quickly, you're coming soon." The Bible said if he didn't shorten that day, the very elect could not be saved. But I'm really sorry, and I feel the weight of it, that many people have indebted themselves to such a place that they can't even hardly turn over these elephants they got. Now they could be great things, could do great works, but it has to be directed by the Spirit of God. It can't be directed in man's authority. Man was not made to move God. God was made to move man.
Amen. Hallelujah.
And man has projected they're going to move God. And they're saying it now. You know, you're all just little things. I guarantee you, I've been in churches, and God would speak one thing, there'd be an echo come back. "Oh, little children, don't even basically listen to what you just heard, because God just loves you so much." You know, and I know it wasn't so, because God showed that the demons was in these people. The demons.
Yes.
I seen them. I didn't say nothing. But I seen them. So I know my God is real.
Yes.
And I wouldn't put them in a place of any shame, but they're going to be stand ashamed. They're going to stand accountable, each one of our hearts, if we have the only way that we're going to be upright before God as taking that place and role that God, 100% of God, not 99 and 99, but 100%, my Lord leads me. He guides me. I don't want that one little spot. We need to be above reproach. We need to walk in victory. We will not no longer fulfill the lust of the flesh. We fulfill the lust of the flesh because we desire things that bring us down. We desire fellowship that brings us down. We won't come into places like this when God's moving. We got to go to someplace else where there's going to be somebody there, a trickster or someone doing something that brings us up, that elevates our emotions. We need the Spirit of God to lift us up. We need to have, I don't want nothing else. I don't want to read nothing else but this word. I made a vow to God so many years ago, but people they quit reading the Word of God. They read stories that someone, their pastor, someone tells them. And my pastor told me, "Brother, I wish you'd read this." I said, "I don't read nothing else." "Oh, you shouldn't do that." I said, "Well, that's my vow to God." "Well, why should that be?" Well, I said, "That's because that's what I do. I'm not going to change with nobody." They can do all they want. They can put me in jail, whatever, but I'm not going to change. Take my life, I'm not going to change. I'm going to keep going. I'm determined to need a life. Nothing shall be able to separate us from the love of God. God has a plan for man. He's got a plan for man and their families and all of us. He's got a place orchestrated for us that we can feel the glory of God, that we can feel the inspiration of God. We can feel his love, his sheltering presence. You know, when you shelter something, it doesn't feel the elements and the surrounding of our weathers and all the things that come around us. God wants to shelter us that same way, that we don't feel the heat of the enemy. We don't feel the problems we would face without Him. He can help us in such a way that we can just walk in divine wonders. Amen. Hallelujah. It's beyond. Oh, hallelujah. God's forever faithful, yes, but He goes beyond that. He shelters us, protects us, guides, directs us, lifts us up in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. We're a new creation.
Yes.
We're a new person. Hallelujah. We just claim it, believe it, that He is there to touch us, to rearrange us. Praise God, I don't have an aching bone in my body tonight. Praise God, I feel good. God is good. He is merciful. He is blessed. Blessed assurance, Jesus mine, what a foretaste of glory divine. Heir of salvation, purchase of God, born of His Spirit, filled with His love.
Amen.
This is my story. This is my story. Oh, Jesus, I love You. I praise You. I exalt You. For I am the Lord thy God. I'm here in a very special way this night, said the Spirit of God. I'm here even though thou art few in number. For I do not always look at numbers. I look in the hearts of my people. And my beloved, if thou shalt stay in my presence, I shall let thee grow like a mighty flower from heaven. And I say as that growth starts taking place, I shall give thee a glory, a aroma that those round about you will smell, and they will feel my love, my devotion that's in thee. And I say they might even become jealous. But I say if thou shalt stay true and look to the Lord your God, I shall incorporate my blessings upon thee. And I say, even though people doubt, they lose their respect, they shall know that you're my own. For I care for my people, and I bless my people. For those who will make a step out for me, I shall make multitudes of steps for them. I shall send forth my angels to guard around their places, and I shall keep them through the times of struggles, and I shall overtake them through the times of discouragement, through the times when the enemy come against them. I will block that move from the enemy, and they shall have safety before them. Without me, they would have a devastation that would take place, and they would lose maybe many things. But I, the Lord thy God, shall intervene for my beloved. Come to me this night, seek me, and I, the Lord thy God, shall surround thee with my blessing. I shall keep my word, and I will never leave thee, I will never forsake thee. And I say that time is very short. I say the time of this world is so short. And I say many, many, many of my leaders who have called by my name do not even understand it this time. They do not understand what's been said here this night. They do not understand that they're on perilous grounds. They're in a place of insecurities. That many, I say, they shall lose their homes. They shall lose many things. That if that day takes place, because I say they've invested in things that don't count. But I'm looking for those who will invest no longer in the cares of this world, but they will invest in the Lord Jesus Christ, that they will walk by His prescribed leading. For I will never leave thee, my ones. Seek my face, for I shall answer these. Call upon me while I'm near, and I shall keep thee the times of discouragement. I shall keep thee the times of heartaches, and I shall bless thee. Be not afraid, for I am not given the spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. But I say before many months, there's going to be much delusions going to come upon this earth. I say that delusions are going to bring many down to a place of non-believing toward the way that they're headed now. Many shall lose their vow that they've had for the Lord their God. Many shall lose that love that they've had for the Lord their God, that the love that they have instilled in their heart from the day that I saved them. But I say through the transferring of many days, the days of struggling, they shall lose that gift of God that I've placed within their hearts. And I say there shall be a day of devastation, a day of heartaches, a day of not knowing. And I say this is programmed to those this night who fall away from my love, that fall back to their own pleasures, fall back in their own societies. And I say those that seek great knowledge in the respect of the natural man shall receive a landfall and a great harvest of wrongdoings. They shall receive wrong things. They shall see, instead of healing, they shall see great powers in their churches, because I say it shall be at last a wrong spirit. And that wrong spirit shall take over for a season. But after a while, that spirit shall come upon their own, and they shall take great vengeance on those who have given their hearts to them. And there shall be heartaches. There shall be promotions of heartaches. to one to another. It's going to be a landfall of great, terrible things. My people, thou must be away at that time. Thou must be ready to leave this place because I've given thee hope. I've given thee strength. And be not afraid what's coming thy way, for I shall keep thee. Stay before me with prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving. For I love those who thank me. I love those who seek my face, said the Spirit of God. I'm here to lift thee up, to encourage thee to go forth in my name. But I say, many this day are going after false gods, after false hopes, after false doctrines. And I say those doctrines are not from the Lord thy God. Many of these are going to a place of non-return. It will bring them down and they'll never be able to come back up. For I have a love of my people. I want my people to be saved, but I say they are determined to go in their own peculiar ways, their own pitfalls. For I'm here to determine to bless my people. And I cry out to my people, but I say many do not understand no longer. I say the pull of the enemy is too powerful against those ones, and they've about exhausted out their strength. And I say they're given in to that other power. And that other power shall bring them down in degradation. For I have a people that's above reproach. I have a people that is mighty. Stay strong in the Lord thy God. Seek me and ye shall surely find me. For I loveth thee, said the Spirit of God. You know, people don't understand that the Lord has showed me that people that have went to these, they think they're full of the Holy Spirit. We'll just say Holy Spirit. I'm not going to say Holy Ghost. I mean, hopefully they got a little rub off. But in that, it's hard for them. They don't have, even if you're full of the Spirit, you still got to make some serious decisions and follow what the Spirit says. And they're not always easy. So these, I would say, simpletons that don't even know anything, they can't understand that God wants us when he says, go, we go, because they confuse the ministry as being ordained totally by God. Say, if God told me not to go a certain place to ministry. Well, see, they would counteract, say, you're out of the will of God because God would not say that. Because the ministry is God. But see, they don't understand that it's not truly God. And if it was God, God still has limitations. He still has callings upon his people that become ministers that he ministered through them by his Spirit.
Amen.
It's not done through the confinement of a presbyter or those, all these heads that come down that one person is anointed, has the okay from this fellowship, the line of church they're from. Their credentials come from man. So they think that any time God's going to automatically bless their church. They have that kind of a feeling it's going to be blessed. They don't have to really do anything. So then when someone comes by and says, I'm going to move through the Spirit of God, they naturally say you're out of step because you're no longer as under their commandment. You're not like their drummer. Your calling is from a higher power.
Amen.
You're not getting the message from the caller of someone here. So in this, there's a lot of misunderstanding that's taken place in the Christian world. And the misunderstanding comes in there probably more so than in our spectre. But we got to understand that God is leadership and God goes by his Spirit.
Amen.
We can't question him. If we say, well, Lord, he says, well, we have to take it as from him. Always, we can never doubt what he says.
Yeah.
It's like Joshua and Caleb, they could not doubt what God said. They came back with a good report. We must continually do that always, every day, a good report. Say, Lord, I'm going to go out here. He sent me down to the grocery store. There must be a reason for you. I've been there. He has asked. There's no limitation. First time that we start jumping back, say, well, I don't really know. Pretty soon we're going to lose out. We may stay in the Spirit, but we don't have any power. Because God works as we come into a grade. We start here, and as we go up, basically every day there'll be something that'll come our way that we got to make a decision for God or go the way of self. And the way God says might be the way that we think it should be done. So we've got to decide that if God's leading me, I'm going to go God's way. Amen. Don't make any difference. And that was what was so hot when I first started out. That God told me, says, I want you to follow exactly me. And I did. And it worked.
Amen.
And it still works when we follow God. But God's people don't understand this, but it would have been a lot of opportunity if some church would have said, come in and help us. God could really help them. But no one would get that opportunity. Because, like, I was up at Payne's Creek, and I had the church for a second term, and I got down to Chico that next Monday morning. Spirit of God says, I don't want you to have it. And God was very pronouncing, I don't want you to have it. I just said, Lord, I said, I love that up there. I said, I'm really thankful. Because I'd tell him how much every day I just love it. I thank him for such a special place. Lord says, I know you love it. That's why I want you to love us me more than you know that. I want you to learn that. That I'm here to be above everything that you see. Everything that you're in, I'm still above everything.
Amen.
You're just growing. And you'll change too. But you got to change toward me. And if you'll do that, you'll change a little more. Every time that I ask you, you'll change a little more. And you'll change the place that you'll hear my voice. You'll come when I cry. When I seek that face, that you will feel my... And so we're not taught these in our churches. We're not, because they don't even know anything about it.
Right.
But that's how we grow. We have to bend ourselves, not to our own... Because there's going to be something over here that says, oh, I don't want to do that. I'm going to lose my job. I'm going to lose my wife. I'm going to... But you gotta say, Lord, you're first.
Amen.
And God's easy on you if you'll do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you go the other way, you just sort of stop. And hopefully God will be merciful on people in that category, because it seems like so many have been in that place. But a lot of it's because nobody has never been taught. And Apostle Paul said, we have to teach. We have to bring this into a place. But people see there's a persuasion in the churches to persuade people from it. Now, you take the men that we dealt with, all those men were persuaded to go toward their churches. So it was contrary based to the Spirit. So there was a division there. And God still loved them. And God still wants to bless them. But that I had to back off because God says, hey, I don't want you to go no longer. And I really wanted to keep going. The Lord says, no. So, and these arrangements, and I know a sister asked me to preach one time, the Spirit of God says, tell her no. I said, no, I'm not going to do it. I don't feel like it. So she finally came back about, I don't know, 6 months or so later, a year later. The Spirit of God says, go ahead. But she said, you'll still see the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
And God is very, you know, He understands their side. He understands His program too.
Mm-hmm.
And if the other side doesn't bend, they've got no hope if you preach to them. Because the Word of God says He saves us by the foolishness of preaching.
That's right.
It's where God preaches. The Spirit of God changes. Just the preaching, the anointing changes people. It brings poor people to place of repentance. It brings people to change.
Yes.
And we need that. Yeah. We're very changeable people. God never changes. God stays the same. But we have changed. We need to come back to, we need to bend back toward our God. And we have to continually seek that pathway. It says He will show us the path of life. In His presence of fullness of joy, in His right hand pleasures evermore. But we must show that path of life. He will show us that path of life. In His presence of fullness, surely it is. In His presence of fullness of joy, in His right hand pleasures evermore. There's nothing compares to the adventure you'll have with the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing that will supersede what God has for you. I ask a church board of, I was the 13th. There's 1,200 other men besides me. And I said, you fellows really don't believe in the move of the Spirit. And they said, that's right. I said, man, I said, I feel for you. And I says, you know, you tell me how you don't like the pastor. And the pastor's sitting right there. And I says, I'm just asking what you don't like about me. They all sat together. You bring forth conviction. I said, praise the Lord, that's wonderful. Boy, they said, you better come over to our side if you want to live in this church. I just sort of took the left hand of caution. I stayed with them a while. We gear corruption as people in jail and stuff like that. But anytime we start coming off center, we're being deceived. We're in error. When we're in error, we're in trouble. And when management gets in error, that's a time, and most companies fire them.
Yeah.
But God is not a real wonderful. He just
loves it.
But you know, they may have a harvest. They will have a harvest of corruption. I believe within a few months or so, there's going to be a radical change that's going to start developing. I think that this other side is going to project themselves as the church. It's going to be what the Bible predicts is going to take place as they're all going to be in one alliance. I believe the churches will go back to basically to a one, basically, it's going to take place. They're all believe pretty much the same. They're going to believe that they're going to teach their people that if you come in with your problems. We believe in God, but you know, you need to use, God expects us to use one another, and he expects us to deal with our problems. And we're going to have like a little AA clubs, and we're going to have, and then another thing that they're going to do, they're going to be in cell groups. And I believe that's very, I've tried Bible studies. It doesn't work. Because anybody that's there that's was non-spiritual will pretty soon jump up and they're going to want to be the leader. And they're probably way off. They are way off from spiritual.
That's right.
But they project themselves just the same as that song. They're because of the wrong spirit. See, our lives takes place from a time that we know Jesus, the time that he starts changing us from gory. We're very gory. We've all come short. The Bible says in the second chapter of Ephesians, and ye hath he quickened and dead in trespasses, and when we once walked all according to the course of the world, for the principality of the spirit that now works in children of disobedience. And it says, as our former conversation, we had things that out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. So we say some things that's out of kilter with God. And we say, that's okay, God understands. But God's calls for a peculiar people to direct churches. He has some standards. He has high standards. Qualifications. And I believe years ago they were high qualifications. But there's been a diluting of air that's come in to the Pentecostal churches that it's not becoming as of a God. It's becoming as the world. It's the world church now. It's the church of the Latter-day Saints. It's the Latter-day Saints. And I'm not trying to judge, but it's just what the Lord's put on my heart. And it's deception is lifting up man. And deception will bring in false. We're all spirits. But unless we have a part of God within the leadership, those spirits that this minister to are going to be all like apples that has one bad apple. They're all going to receive that, and they're going to cry out and say, Lord, we once knew you. We, back in the 50s, we praised you. We worshiped you. The Lord says, what's wrong now? See, we're crying for revival, but the revival is not for changing the heart. The revival is having a little Phelan's touched. Oh, you people are so wonderful. You know, the right pastor gets up there. You're just wonderful. You just go feel good because you're on a high for a while. You're in glory land, the devil's glory land, because you're believing that everything is precious. You're just a wonderful church. God says, my church needs to clean up. My church needs to walk in holiness.
Yes.
And that, we can never get to where God doesn't want to impose that in their heart, because we're made of a superficial element that has no protection against the elements of sin. We pull it in easily, and we got to dispel it the same way we got it in. We got to cast it off, lay aside every weight and sin that eases with us, and help us run that race with patience.
Amen.
We need to really seek God with our whole heart, and there's a protection, an armor that God wants to be bestowed upon us, but we can't do it with an unclean vessel. I wash dishes, and I know what the women, of course, both of you do too. But if I don't get that glass clean, it's impure.
That's right.
And that's the same, that's the first stage in all of our life is not getting something into it, but making sure it's clean when they're coming in is clean.
Amen.
Where it stays preserved. It'll be preserved if it's clean. If it's not clean, it will not be, in a few months, it's going to be as canker worms. We're going to lose our first love. We're going to lose our first experience. We're going to start doubting. We're going to start cursing. We're going to lose the anger. We're going to contribute the things that manifest itself because it's not pure. The bottom line is they don't want any powers, only their powers. The pastor wants to be the big dog. And I'll tell them that. If they ever get right, God will do the spirit. But right now, I can tell them. I couldn't tell him nothing when I'm having the Spirit. But the Spirit gets upon me, well, it just changes you. It elevates you to a higher plane that you know if they come too far, God's going to zap them down. You know, you had that authority in Jesus' name. And you wouldn't want to do it, but I mean, when it came to a confrontation, the Spirit of God rests upon His people. And it also says in Thessalonians that He will, it's His privilege to protect us, to when we come in troubles, He'll help us.
Amen.
Praise God, there's wonderful truths in God's Word that He is there to enable us that we might perform as a vessel of praise, that we don't have to worry because our armament's not good enough. We've got the best armament. Bible for me, strong, the Lord of powers might put you on the whole armor of God, that we might be able to withstand the wild devil, for wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against rulers, spiritual wickedness in high places. Put you on the whole armor of God, that you might be able to stand the evil day, having done all to stand. That's the plan for man, that we stand, and we don't have to go back every day and say, Lord, what? Where to stand? When we stand at God's command, He'll say, go forth, or back up, He'll promote us, we'll start knowing. It's in 2 Thessalonians, the first chapter and 6th verse. And seeing is a righteous thing with God to recompense tribulation to them that trouble you. Glory! I commission glory! Hallelujah! I take glory! I love that. You know, I have to stand right, and you go to 2 Peter. Oh, I feel the glory of God. Oh, hallelujah! In 2 Peter it says, if you will give it to God, God will fight your battle. But don't try to do it in yourself. That's the key. Don't try to do any of this in yourself. It's too hot for us. We're just very weak in it. It's like coals out here. And God puts coals in it. But we're not linked to that coal. We're like a pilot system. A pilot system on a great, huge machine. Like a big ship, a pilot system turns up and steers that ship. And that's like a little whim. Because it's made, the pilot can just do this big effortless because of the pilot system. And He is the power. We're just the pilot system. And as we pray and seek His face, He just says, I'll follow you, my child. Pray if I'll do. God has us that He can get something done. We're the reason things are not changed. We're the reason because things are not changed. We're the reason that things are not changed. God will promote those who walk upright. It said, and you can read in James, the last chapter, it says Elisha said that day, as he prayed, he said that it's not going to rain for 3.5 years, did not rain, and it says in like manner, he is just like we are, but God honored that it was such as being so, that God performed no rain. And that's why you can pray here, and that girl in Illinois is healed. We move the hand of God. God already knows about it all the way. But He says, my child, all these people doing it themselves, they can't do what you're doing. And you're not a big head about it because you don't want to be a big head. You're a little head. But God is the head, and He will change it. What you just give it to Him.
Amen.
Lord, I just would you go down here and do this? Would you text this person? God says, sure, I'd be glad to. It's already done. That's the way it works. It's so simple. It's breathtaking.
Amen.
And you have that faith that you know what's done.
Amen.
Sister Dan is done. You know,
Amen.
You the glory of God. It's glory.
Amen.
And the biggest imp in hell could come against you and say, in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, go away, O evil spirit.
Praise God.
Go back to fit where you came from.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Hallelujah.
We need the glory of God in His temple. The enemy is coming in like a flood. The Bible says, when the enemy comes in the flock of flood, yea, the Lord thy God shall raise up a standard against him.
Amen.
We're the standard. Hallelujah. Glory. We're the standard. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When the enemy reads better, when the enemy comes in like a flood, God will raise up a standard against
Hallelujah.
Him. That reads better than when the enemy comes in like a flood. You read it. When the enemy comes in like a flood, God, hallelujah. Hakikamashikamos, glory. That's powerful. It's blessed. It's breathtaking.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, that's good.
Amen, it is.
Boy, when the Spirit comes upon me, I realize, I know that I must scare people, but boy.
Amen. God is good.
Boy, you know, when the Spirit of God comes upon me, I won't give in. I won't. People think that's when you get strong. The other way you give in, you're in your own self. Natural man receives not the things of the Spirit of God, and that's the people who will not let the Spirit move. The natural man, as a natural people, they're not demons. The natural people and God cannot do the things of God. For the Spirit is discerned. The Spirit man judges all things, yet himself is judged no man. For who has known the mind of the Lord that we might instruct him? But we have the mind of Christ. For this cause we faint not, though the outward man perish, the inward man is noon day by day. For the light affliction we have is only for a moment. Because he knows he's only got a moment's chance. But we look not at the things that are seen, but we look for the things which are not seen. For the things that are seen are temporal, but the things that are not seen are eternal. You can put a darkness on him and he has to move. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Oh. Glory. I put my hair down a little bit like it was just us. Boy. I have to really watch myself. But when I'm by myself, the Lord just, I like your company. I went down to the medicine shop. It was a medicine shop now. Now it's a Main Street Pharmacy. But I walked down there and I always like to walk because it's a good time. And I remember walking back. I got down to that first light and from then on, I don't remember. But God really just came down and I mean, he talked to me and I did not know anything till I got home. I don't remember crossing any of those streets. So I don't really know what happened. If I took me over, I don't really know. I was sort of, but I'm still here. No casualties. God just rearranged it that I didn't know. And I cannot take no credit for it. I don't know. But in that, that's the message that God gives me. If you want to really be where God would have you be, that you take in what you don't know. You don't do it as achievement for you. What you take in, you put it back for God. Thy word have I hid in my heart, that I might not sin against him. The pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more to that most perfect day. The pathway of the just is a shining light that shines more and more and more to that most perfect day. So it means we grow. We grow blessed. We grow in the strength of God. We grow seeing people get healed. We grow and the blessing of God, that we might be determined the love of God should be upon us such an extent that the glory of God shines around us, that we might be a vessel of praise.
Amen.
I've just been praying for the time that the Lord just, I'll see the glory of him be upon me. But the Lord speaks to my heart continually that it's probably a lot brightened up the way it is right now. We're living in time, so they are not too many achievers for the Lord.
That's right.
They don't want it. They planned this out such a long. Sister Agnes told me in 1968 or 9 in Texas one Christmas. Betty and I was there. She said, Brother, says you're going to see a great fall in the way of the churches. And I won't say the church. And she said, no, she says, I had to be a preacher because men would not preach. That's why they got called. Us men are lazy.
Mm-hmm.
We're a bunch of imbeciles. Mm-hmm. But God does make it. God still wants us to take our positions.
Amen.
It's not fair. God has an anointed, and when she died, the men had come in against her to such a degree that basically they said that they put it in their, I guess, in their minutes that they were not going to let give any power out no more like that denomination had in her.
Mm-hmm.
She started about. I know 25 or 30 churches. Mm. She's an apostle, really. Mm. She started all those works. Lord. She started in the back days of Maul Ferguson, which is one of the Pentecostal preachers. Glory, glory. I feel the glory. Glory to God. They had no Model T, and they came in from Denton or someplace up in Oklahoma and then back Denton, Texas. And they went in Dallas. And they got to Dallas. And they'd stopped at a place, and the Lord says, hey, this would really, I could believe for gas would be harder for me to put dirty water in it and then pray that water is going to turn to gas, because to me as being a mechanic, I know that's certain. Yeah, that engine.
Yeah.
That's going to plug the carburetor up. It's going to do everything. But that's what they did. And that old Model T ran all the way into Dallas. And when they got up the next morning, all the tires were flat. It was just, but God met the need.
Amen.
And God was always faithful. And you know, they had signs and wonders that God touched people. And you can go in their presence and feel what I feel. The glory of God was coming down. You know, the women would be, the women were so beautiful in those days because they'd be in the Spirit of God. And God would just, they would walk down banisters and places and they'd be so making love to God that they didn't know what it was at. And they would never fall. They would never, you know, they'd walk down the altar benches and they would just, the Spirit of God, people were so full of God. It was like a magnet from heaven.
Wow.
But you don't see those kind of things anymore. There's no, it's like a renouncal. Bible says, and Corinthians says, we need to renounce those hidden things. We need to renounce the things that's causing us what these things are not taking place now. God bless you. Wonderful hearts. I took too much liberty here, but I...
Wonderful.
Maybe this will get out in the highways and byways. Lord, we just pray for a mighty blessing here tonight. We just pray that you'd bless us with your mighty hand. And Father, there be anyone hearing this tape right now. They need something special from heaven. Father, we pray, even though it be a few days and few nights and the years off, I pray, Lord God, that this tape will touch someone in a mighty way. Father, we claim it for you this night. We claim reality from heaven. Father, you're not a respecter of person, and there's no depth, no longing of thy presence. Father God, we know that you're everywhere. And Father, we know that you're ever present at all times. And Father, we pray for our homes. We pray for our children this night. We pray for this vicinity and this people around here. We pray for these towns, Father God. We pray for our joining towns. We pray for the people. We pray for a mighty blessing from heaven. Father, we pray that you'd bind the enemy and loose your spirit
yes.
in a very powerful way. We thank you. We pray for the healing balm of Gilead to touch your people in a very special way. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.